Trump says he would cut off funding to Palestinian terrorists. Pledges to stand with Israel 100%. By Christina Wong on October 16, 2023. Former President Donald Trump during a campaign rally in Iowa on Monday touted his Middle East foreign policy record and contrasted it with the instability under President Joe Biden just 2 years later. "Making America great again must begin with making America strong again and making America safe again," Trump said at a rally in Clive, Iowa, less than 100 days from the Iowa caucus. "Under my leadership, the world's thugs, villains, killers, and savages were in retreat and running scared. All because you had a president who stood up for America, who stood up for Israel, and who stood up for Judeo-Christian civilization," he said. He went over his 4 years in office, which he said created peace in the Middle East. "In 4 short years, I obliterated the ISIS territorial caliphate. I terminated its founder and leader, al-Baghdadi. I annihilated the senior ranks of al-Qaeda. I eliminated Iran's terrorist mastermind Qasem Soleimani, who was killing our soldiers by the thousands and killing everyone else. I withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal, crushed the murderous Iranian regime with sanctions, and starved Hamas, Hezbollah, and other Iranian proxies of funding and support. I choked off the money to corrupt Palestinian organizations, and stood with Israel like no president in history, recognizing the Eternal Capital, opening the American Embassy in Jerusalem, and recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. And with the historic Abraham Accords, we even had peace in the Middle East." He said, "In contrast, under Crooked Joe, it's danger, death, and destruction all over the world. We have war in Europe and war in the Middle East because we have the weakest and most incompetent president in American history," he said. "The heinous attacks on Israel this month would never have happened if I was your president, zero chance. When I left office, Iran was weak, broke, and desperate to make a deal. I told other nations, including China, that if you buy oil from Iran, you can't do business in the United States. Every single one of them complied," he said. "I hammered Iranian oil exports down to a record low. But then Biden came in, loosened my sanctions, and today Iran is producing more than 3 million barrels a day. Iran went from bleeding money under me to raking in $100 billion a year under Crooked Joe," he said. He blasted Biden for agreeing to unfreeze $6 billion for Iran in exchange for 5 American hostages. "Now, these tens of billions of dollars are being used to kill, kidnap, torture, rape, and murder innocent people," he said. "Iran started the attack on Israel and desperately wants to become openly involved. Our country has never been so low, or in such danger, as it is right now," he said, pledging to stand with Israel 100%. "I kept Israel safe before, and with 4 more years in the White House, I will defend the state of Israel like no one else can," he said. He also said he would cut off every penny to Palestinian terrorists on day one. "We will fully support Israel in defeating, dismantling, and permanently destroying the terrorist group Hamas. And we will squeeze the Iranian regime until we have demolished their ability to finance bloodshed and terror," he said. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.